Hey everybody, I'm Jada Marcus from Rascal Flatts, and this is my music journey.
Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars, pointing me on my way into your loving arms. This much I know is true, that God bless the broken road that led me straight to you.
The band Rascal Flatts has several hit songs, but this one resonates the most with Jay DeMarcus.
I've seen that touch so many lives and been such a monumental part of people's weddings and anniversaries and things, and it's a subtitle in my own book, and I've had my own broken roads that I've been on that mean a lot to me personally, so that song really, really touches me and hits me where I live.
DeMarcus's road began in Columbus, growing up on Clinton Street and later moving to Westerville.
My earliest memories are sitting around listening to my mom and dad sing around the piano and picking up a guitar, and my whole family sort of was musical. Everybody played something or sang something, and we would Friday and Saturday nights with everybody sitting around in the living room singing together. You know, I probably took it for granted a little bit early on, but it's just now, looking back, I'm just so grateful that I have those times and those memories that I can recall.
While therapeutic in many ways, writing a book for DeMarcus also meant reliving some painful times.
One of the hardest things to write about was my, you know, sometimes difficult relationship with my father. He was, we're close, but it was complicated. My mother and father were divorced not once, but two times. So reliving that and kind of remembering the pain and the confusion that I was going through at that time in my life was really difficult to bring back up to the surface there. The greatest lesson I think that I've learned is that we can't live through life alone. We can't make it through life alone. The biggest takeaway that I have in my own life is that faith counts for everything at the end of the day, and it has been the sole source of strength for me sometimes in my darkest days.
After attending Lee University on a music scholarship, DeMarcus moved to Nashville with a friend and started the band East to West. The band's first single became a hit on Christian radio.
We were doing really, really well, and I went through a really tough relationship that I talk about in the book that led me down not such a great path, and I made a lot of bad decisions that led to the next bad decision. Ultimately, it ended up with my having fathered a child out of wedlock, and in Christian music, that's sort of a no-no. So the word got out, my record label found out, and the rest of it's in the book. I don't want to ruin the surprise, but it was a tough time.
Part of the recovery came courtesy of his second cousin, Gary Lavox, who also grew up in Columbus. And after a chance audition with Joe Don Rooney, Rascal Flatts came to life.
Baby, come back to me, I swear I'll make it right. Don't make me spend another lonely night praying for daylight.
It's one of those things you don't see at the time, that it's going to be a great blessing in disguise. And at the time, I thought I'd ruined everything that I'd worked so hard to build. And so I was carrying that pain and frustration around with me for a long, long time. But I would not have found my way, reconnected with my cousin and found my way to Jodon. That's the truth of it. So that's why I've always said failure isn't fatal. You know, you never know what's waiting around the next bend. And that's why it's so important to find the strength somehow to keep going, to stay the course. hard for bands to stay together in the music industry. It just is no secret. You've got different personalities, different opinions, and the thing that I look to every time and I think about all of the adversity we've faced together is we've been able to dig deep and look beyond just ourselves and realize that what we do together as Rascal Flatts is much more important than any of us individually. And I think we've stayed true to that, and we've stayed true to the purpose of being there for the fans and keeping to make music to benefit our fans and to touch their lives and to, I don't know, remember that Rascal Flatts has what we feel like a divine purpose in spite of any of the adversities that may face us. Music and the message in music can move you in a different way than anything else does on the planet. It seems to speak to the soul in a different way than books do, than speakers do. I think it's one of those extraordinary things that is so unique about music and draws people to it. So for me, I want to be as moved by making the music as I am when I listen to it. And hopefully somehow we find that connection in the right spots to the listener.
Touched on it a couple times, but in addition to music, faith and hope have carried DeMarcus through.
Look, we live in a world full of hurting people, people that deal with real pain, real hurt, real life, and people that probably, when they're by themselves and they're locked away in their room, deal with unimaginable things that most people will never even know about. And we live in a world where so many different remedies are offered. I mean, people spend thousands and thousands of dollars on therapists. They spend thousands of dollars on the right medication to balance out chemical imbalances. And my hope is that someone will be inspired to take a look at a different view and maybe consider a relationship with Christ that they've never considered before. Because just maybe, it may be the very place you find your hope and your strength to forge ahead. I found that to be my ultimate hope and my ultimate source of strength in my own life. And I think it works. I've seen it work.
DeMarcus will be in Columbus for a book signing Thursday, May 2nd at 3 p.m. at the Barnes & Noble Easton location. Tickets are required. A link to the event and more reflection from DeMarcus can be found in the Music Journeys podcast at wcbe.org. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.